WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the chaos of life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're constantly tossed around by waves of stress, anxiety, or even just plain boredom? We've all been there. But what if I told you that there's a powerful tool at your disposal to not only manage these feelings, but actually harness them for good? It's not some fancy meditation technique or secret mantra, it's something as simple as moving your body. That's right, folks, exercise isn't just about sculpted abs and looking good in those skinny jeans, though that's a bonus, am I right? It's a potent weapon in the Stoic arsenal for cultivating emotional resilience. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a muscle, constantly working, processing thoughts and feelings. When you exercise, you're not just strengthening your physical body, you're giving that mental muscle a serious workout too. And just like any muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. So, how does this actually work? Let me break down 5 key takeaways to help you understand the powerful connection between movement and emotional well-being. First off, exercise is a natural mood booster. When you sweat it out, your body releases endorphins, those magical chemicals that act as natural painkillers and stress relievers. They leave you feeling happier, more energized, and ready to tackle anything life throws your way. Remember that time you finished a tough workout and felt like you could conquer the world? That's your endorphins doing their thing. Second, physical activity helps regulate those pesky emotions that tend to get out of control, think anger, anxiety, or even sadness. When we exercise, our nervous system gets a chance to calm down and reset. It's like hitting the refresh button on your emotional state, leaving you feeling calmer, more centered, and better equipped to handle whatever challenges come your way. Third, exercise is a fantastic distraction from negative thoughts. We all have those days when our minds are racing, replaying past events or worrying about the future. But when you're focused on your workout, you're giving your mind something else to concentrate on. It's a mental break that can help clear the clutter and create space for more positive thinking. Fourth, regular exercise builds self-discipline and resilience. Sticking to an exercise routine takes commitment and willpower qualities that translate to all areas of life. It teaches you to push through discomfort, overcome challenges, and celebrate your accomplishments, building a sense of inner strength that will serve you well in every aspect of your journey. And finally, remember this. Movement isn't just about hitting the gym or going for a run. It's about finding activities that bring you joy and make you feel good. Whether it's dancing, gardening, swimming, hiking, or even just taking a brisk walk around the block, any form of physical activity can have a positive impact on your emotional well-being. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your phone is blowing up with notifications. Stress levels are skyrocketing, right? But instead of letting those feelings take over, you remember the power of movement. You pull over safely, do some quick stretches in your car, and maybe even throw in a few jumping jacks. When you return to driving, you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle that meeting head on. That's the magic of using physical activity as a tool for emotional management. It's about taking control, finding those moments of calm amidst the chaos, and empowering yourself to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So, remember folks, don't underestimate the power of movement. It's not just about looking good, it's about feeling good, thinking clearly, and living a more balanced, fulfilling life. Keep moving, keep growing, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Wisdom. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's create a community of mindful movers together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.